Lecture topic, Elm and Adab.
It is a natural feeling when a person sees an orphan, or he hears about an orphan. It's a natural feeling to feel compassion, to feel sympathy with the person, even feel sad about his situation. It's human nature. A person who has any slight bit of some compassion in his heart, and he will feel like that. So that is obviously the case, that a person who has become an orphan, then he is worthy of that sympathy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us this. Person who puts his hand on the head of an orphan out of compassion, out of kindness, out of mercy, it gives some feeling of support to that orphan. The reward is that every hair that came under his hand will get rewarded accordingly. So now this is a very great virtue for that. But now from a different angle, this couplet is attributed to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. So he says, لَيْسَ الْيَتِيمُ الَّذِي قَدْ مَاتَ وَالِدُهُ. That the orphan in reality is not that child who has lost his father. That is a orphan as well, and we just understood from the Hadith Sharif that this is a great virtue to sympathize and to show some compassion with that child. But he says this in reality is not an orphan. The orphan is who then? He says, Balil yatimu yatimul ilmi wal adabi. The orphan is that child who's grown up without knowledge and without adab. The person who lost his father, that also is worthy of compassion and kindness and special care. But if he's got knowledge and he's got adab, he'll grow up to become, to take care of himself, take care of others, and inshallah he won't lose out anywhere. He'll be able to move ahead in life. But if he grew up without ilm and adab, then no matter what support he might have outwardly, but he will be in great problems as he goes along in life. Now the ilm and adab is what guides a person to conduct himself correctly, to do what is going to be beneficial for him, stay away from what is harmful, and avoid all those dangers that lurk from nafs and shaitan. So the real person, the person who's a real orphan rather, is that person who's lost this. Now what a great tragedy it would be when a person had the opportunity to acquire it also, and he still lost it, still never take it. Meaning Allah Ta'ala blessed with the opportunity of being in a madrasa, of coming to learn deen, but the time was still not spent correctly. Person was still trying to keep himself occupied with things that he shouldn't be anywhere close to. And he didn't learn that correct etiquette, correct adab, correct manner of conducting himself. Then this is a double orphan. One is an orphan, he never had the opportunity, but this is a double orphan then. So just as we feel sympathy over the plight of an orphan, which is human nature, that is the rahmat that Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart of a person, if we have been behind in terms of acquiring ilm and adab, and this adab is what people spend time learning previously. They will spend shorter time learning ilm and greater time learning adab. We haven't learned the adab, then just as we sometimes feel that sympathy towards an orphan, maybe you might even cry at his condition, we should cry over our own condition. Cry over our condition that we have this opportunity and we still haven't learned, we still haven't acquired this adab, haven't acquired the etiquette, we still conduct ourselves in a way that's going to become a barrier for us now in dunya. Allah forbid we don't correct it later, then even akhirat it can become a major barrier for us. So this is the thing to really focus on, that we acquire ilm in the correct manner and we adorn ourselves with adab. This is a real adornment. And adab is not in that very narrow sense which dunya understands adab, in the manner that deen has taught in all its different facets. This is a thing to learn. Allah Ta'ala give us taufeeq.